This is KCUR 89.3. Grain farmers across the Midwest look for the best way to grow a profitable crop. Right now, they're facing lower corn, soybean, and wheat prices, as well as ongoing pressure to keep chemicals they apply to fields from running off into nearby waters. All of that is prompting some to take a closer look at oats, a crop that was mostly abandoned decades ago. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports.
On a hot, high summer day in Boone County, Iowa, Brett Heineman waits for his uncle to unload a red case combine. He's shuttling the loads to the local co-op. They're harvesting the first crop of oats on this farm in decades. Before corn and soybeans completely covered the landscape, most Corn Belt farmers also grew oats or alfalfa. Heineman barely remembers the last time they grew oats, when he was just a kid.
I just remember putting in the bales up there. That was not a very fun job.
This time, they've hired someone to bale the oat straw, which they've also sold.
That was our biggest worry, if we were going to be able to get rid of the straw or not.
Sure.
So we were more than happy to get rid of it.
Yeah. Oats may not be super profitable here. Prices are typically low, but they're an investment. This field often floods, which cuts down on the yield of corn or soybeans. But since the oats get harvested early, the family has time to make improvements. They hope updating the drainage lines here will reduce excess water. That could translate to more profit from the money-making crops in the future. Sarah Carlson of Practical Farmers of Iowa runs a pilot project to see whether oats can regain a place in the Corn Belt grain rotation.
Having land open for some sort of maintenance in August is a really great idea. And so that maintenance might be like physical dozer maintenance,
like the Heinemans have planned.
But that maintenance might also be soil health improvements or breaking pest cycles.
Oats are a popular cover crop, something farmers put on their fields to keep them green in late fall and early spring. Cover crops prevent erosion and keep nitrogen in place. But typically they are killed when it's time to plant the cash crop. Giving oats a full season's go offers farmers a product to sell, too, if they can sell the grain and the straw, like the Heinemans. And that early harvest means oat fields are available for more diverse cover crop mixes, which further enhance the soil for future crops.
In our oat pilot project, I have some farmers that are really excited about this soil health idea and planting these crazy, sexy, large cover crop mixes.
These can include sun hemp and clover, which are legumes that fix nitrogen in the soil, keeping it out of streams and available to the next year's corn. Carlson points to research from Matt Liebman at Iowa State University. He says the sale price of oats can make them look unprofitable. But when they are companion cropped with these nitrogen-fixing plants, so both are on the field during a year off from corn or soybeans, it's a lot cheaper to grow corn the following year.
The production costs for corn within that whole rotation system can drop substantially so that the overall economics of the rotation are favorable.
More simply, a farmer can spend a lot less on fertilizer for corn the next year. And that can make a big difference to the bottom line. Carlson wants to shift the conversation so farmers see oats first as a boon to their cornfields.
We need to think of oats as a way to grow cheaper nitrogen.
Secondly, oats are a cash crop. They're sold as seed for cover crops or as livestock feed. Midwest farmers won't be growing your oatmeal anytime soon, but Carlson hopes that market will eventually open up to them.
Right now, the combine's driving itself.
For now, Paul Heineman, Brett's uncle, is happy to watch the many monitors in the air-conditioned cab of his combine as another load fills the bin behind him.
It knows where it's been better than I do.
Later, he and his family will figure out whether oats make sense in their rotation.
So do you think y'all will have to wait until after you've done your corn and soybeans this year and you look at all your numbers to decide if the oats have been worth it?
Yeah, that's what we'll probably do.
They may even need the data from next year's corn to truly calculate the value oats bring to the farm. But already, Heineman says, these oats look pretty good. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.